Evacuation plan ready. City close to losing last line of defense. The capital's 50 district offices have been told to prepare for evacuations as northern Bangkok's last line of defense is close to being breached by floodwater. The red alert was sent out by Bangkok Governor Momluang Sukhumpan Bariphat yesterday after inspecting the flood wall at Murang A housing estate in Pathum Thani's Murang district, less than 15 kilometers north of the city. The governor warned 27 communities in eastern Bangkok would probably be hardest hit. The flood wall has been built with more than 200,000 sandbags. It is 3 kilometers long and stands 1.5 meters high. City hall workers yesterday were sent to reinforce the embankment and make it 30 centimeters higher. If the water keeps rising, I'm not sure if it can prevent flooding. If not, we cannot save Don Murang, Momluang Sukhumpan said. All zones in Bangkok stand an equal chance of being flooded because we can't predict the water flow. Right now, everything is under control. If we can't control it, we will let people know straight away. Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat said about 8 billion cubic meters of water from the Kuan Sawan is expected to reach Ayutthaya tomorrow, and the runoff would probably enter Bangkok soon after. We must speak the truth, she said, adding the government will do everything it can to divert water to the east and the west of Bangkok and drain it out to sea. Ms. Yingluck said the 3 flood walls protecting the inner city are expected to be completed by today. Wimrung Watanajinda, spokesman for the Flood Relief Center, said the government has ordered the irrigation department to step up efforts to drain water in western Bangkok and eastern Bangkok to the Gulf of Thailand. Northern runoff will be diverted to western Bangkok through Klong Praphimon, Klong Lakpo, Klong Mahasawat, and Klong Pasi Charun before the water is drained out to the Tatin River and the Gulf. The irrigation department has been instructed to put in place water pumps to divert water from the canals to the Gulf and to open more than 20 water gates along the Tajin River and the Jaupriya River to drain water to the sea. Mr. Wim said emphasis will be placed on diverting water from Klong Mahasawat, which directly connects to the Tajin and Jaupriya, and this could affect canal-side residents. However, the situation will improve after Sunday, he said.